It's all over. 11 points, or 111 to 11. That's a 3-point game, fully deserved by McCool's. They were the better side for most of this tie, and mount a revival in the closing minutes and actually reduced the margin to 2 points at one stage. But McCool's show their class, and when they need it, they get that insurance score. Substitute Alex McKeon knocked over the insurance score for that clinical win. 9 minutes of injury time were played here at Rosses Park. And well, the sides were level, 5 points each at half time. After McCool's had got off to a great start, and they led by 4-1 at the end of the first quarter and the first water break. Chad McSorley, Oisín Gallen, all had scored. Gallen 2, McSorley and Marty O'Reilly had got 1 each. And then Daniel Ward had got the opening score for Dunlow, the only score of the first half. That was on our first quarter. That was on 12 minutes from a 30-metre free. But Dunlow did rally and did mount a big challenge. Probably had their best period in the second quarter. And Noel McBride, Daniel Ward with 2, and Davy McCarn hit the scores as Dunlow went in front just before half-time. But Gallen again, who hit 4 points this afternoon, one from play, two from freeze, and one from a 45, synthesised in 5 points each at half-time. McCool's kicked 3 quick points on the resumption with Oisín Gallen, Luke Gaffigan, and then we had that Scotland score, the big goal, the goal that separated the sides at the finish. Midfielder Pádraig Patton got an end of a long high ball, a long ball that floated into the goal mouth. He rose between Noel McBride and Kieran Sharkey, the Dunlow goalkeeper, to get a touch to it, a similar touches to knock it into the net. 1-7-5 at that stage. Daniel Ward, who ended the game with a personal tally of 7 points from full forward, did reduce the margin, but Luke Gaffigan came thundering into the game.
Well, Tom, sorry, we're going to have to cut across you there as time has just caught up with us. We have to head for the news.